2AC, and there's been a lot happening around the southeast of the state. And to keep us updated with some of that, we're joined by the federal member for the Edmund Arrow, Christy McBain. Morning, Christy.
Good morning.
It's been a big 12 months for our community with everything that's happened. Also for you personally and professionally, you led the Bega Valley Shire as mayor through the bushfires and COVID, and then successfully campaigned and transitioned into federal politics after Mike Kelly stepped down as the member for Edmund Arrow. How do you reflect on the past 12 months?
The past 12 months is obviously, well, probably even longer than that, to be perfectly honest. It's been probably a difficult 3 years for many people across the Bega Valley and the Yorba Dallas Shires, with prolonged drought, then bushfires, obviously, and then COVID and border closures. And, you know, I was elected to council and elected as mayor, and simply played my role in those events, advocating for our community, which was what I needed to do at that point in time.
And we actually caught up around the same time last year. We spoke about Anzac Day. We were, of course, preparing for an Anzac Day like no other, where we couldn't come together physically, but we can do that this year.
Yeah, a little bit different this year, which is great to see. And I know so many communities really do love getting out and commemorating Anzac Day. So it's fabulous that so many of our local services will proceed this year, and that we will have more and more people involved in them. I think everyone's very much looking forward to being able to commemorate Anzac Day like they normally would.
Christy McBain, wanted to get your thoughts on the Royal Commission into Suicides in the Defence Force that was announced recently.
Yeah, look, I think it's a great thing that the government has now announced the Royal Commission into Veterans and Defence Force Personnel Suicide. It's been long campaigned on by members of the Defence Force and also families of those who have taken their own lives. I mean, there are some startling statistics out. This year alone, we have lost 18 currently serving Defence Force personnel or veterans, and we're only in April. So, you know, we want to make sure that we consult widely and wisely in regards to the terms of reference, in regards to the timeframe to start this Royal Commission and deliver some recommendations. And I think it's really important that we have a lot of input into this Royal Commission, that people give their submissions freely or in circumstances where they feel better in camera and not open to the public. But, you know, we want to make sure that Defence Force personnel can transition out of the Defence Force and into civilian life, and are supported in doing so.
And what will you be doing for Anzac Day, Christy?
Anzac Day, today I'm off to Thomas More Gardens in Marimbula for their Anzac service. I'll be headed to Bungendore tonight for their RSL dinner. And on Anzac Day, I'll be in Queanbeyan.
All right, getting around the place. And speaking of that, I saw on Facebook that your dog Cinder went missing. How is she? What's the latest?
Cinder is back home, safe and sound. She's a 14-year-old border collie who has arthritis and is deaf. So, she disappeared while we were having dinner with some friends, and very unlike her to wander off. But the power of social media and a beautiful community around me, I got a text message at 10:30 to say, I think I just drove past your dog. And when I got in the car and got there, she was wandering along herself and headed on the way back in the direction home. So I think she would have made it home. She border collies, as everyone knows, are pretty smart, and there's been a couple of times where she's taken herself for a walk to my parents' house and my brother's house, and been fine. So she's home safe and sound, which we're all very happy about.
Oh, that's good to hear. And I also heard that you got photo bombed recently. Can you tell us about that?
Did I get photo bombed? Where? Yeah,
I heard it was your son Jack might have dropped in somewhere on an interview you were doing.
I was doing ABC's afternoon briefings, and I had told the two boys who were watching some wrestling that I'd come get them when I finished, but he decided he would raid the pantry because Mum couldn't stop him at that time because I was on camera, and then he very sheepishly came over to see what was going on because I had earphones in and he could see me talking, but he didn't know what was going on. So he soon figured it out when his head went onto the camera and disappeared about 10, 20 seconds later. But always fun, you know. Last day of school holidays, it happens to those parents trying to juggle work and caring responsibilities sometimes.
Absolutely. Never know what you're going to get with the little ones, and we absolutely love it. Christy, anything else you'd like to add?
Everyone, just enjoy Anzac Day. Please get out and get to your local service. I think it'll be great services this weekend, and then obviously enjoy some time with your family.
Federal member for the Edmund Era, Christy McBain, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.